Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
To our latest episode of An Acquired Taste. It's our new podcast. We are Bethany, Kathleen, and Samantha. We're your quirky friends who are typically an acquired taste.
Hi-o! That's what my mom says.
Yep, you might not like us right away, but we'll get to you. We'll wheedle our way into your heads. It's so funny. I've noticed that when I introduce these podcasts, I've picked up on it in listening back, that my Norwegian really comes out. Like, oh, hey. Welcome to the podcast.
That's because you're so comfortable.
How you doing?
Or drunk. It comes out when I'm drunk, too. So thank you for coming back. This is episode number 4. I'm very excited that we've made it this far, mostly because our schedules do not intersect at all. So it's kind of a big deal that we've actually, like, 4 times in a row found a consistent time to sit down and do this.
Yeah, yes.
Good for us.
Mm-hmm. So let's go just around and kind of quickly introduce ourselves in case this is, like, you're starting from the back and we're working towards the pilot episode. So Kathleen, say a little something about yourself.
I'm the web girl for Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. I do elvisduran.com and all of their socials.
Awesome. And Sam?
I'm Sam, and I'm an audio producer and charity coordinator. And that's the most interesting 2 things about me in my life.
And I'm Bethany Watson. I'm one of the co-hosts on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. So I emailed you guys last night, and I said, hey, listen, I want you to do me a little favor, and I want you to go into your Google search history, or Bing, or Yahoo, or whatever you use. And I want you to pull out the 3 things that really stand out as to what you've been searching. Because this is still a new show. People are still getting used to us and getting to know us. And I feel like this is very revealing. And Sam, you have a very guilty, sheepish look on your face. So I kind of want to start with you. What's the first thing that you really stuck out to you in your Google search history?
What I have beyond several hundred searches of are all relating to furnishing an apartment because I'm looking to move out.
Yes.
So of course you want to be like mentally prepared. It's like I'm nesting.
Yes.
I'm creating this virtual apartment that I don't yet have. And the reason I have a guilty look on my face is probably because I realized I spent over $500 so far on an apartment I don't have yet.
Oh, girl, I've been there.
What if none of this stuff works for the place that I get? What if I have a $90 shower curtain?
So do you have a place you're moving into, right?
No.
No, you don't.
Not yet. Just actively looking. Thankfully, I don't have, I can really move out whenever I want because the apartment right now, my setup is that I can just leave, which is wonderful. And I'm actively looking and I'm ready tomorrow if you show up, sexy new apartment, but it doesn't exist yet.
Is your shower curtain made of gold?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
A $90 shower curtain?
It's from Etsy.
Oh, boy.
Okay, one thing that I have learned.
No judgments.
Oh, shoot.
Just because it took someone a long time to make it doesn't mean it's worth a lot of money, Etsy.
Do you know how boring most shower curtains are, though? Because I didn't until I just recently started shopping.
So what did you end up, please describe the shower curtain in detail.
It's kind of
justify yourself.
I feel like I'm in court. So it's kind of like the scales of a mermaid, and it fades from. It's not plastic. It's that other, like that fabric material.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what that is. I don't know what
it is. It's kind of like a waterproof
thicker,
cotton.
Yeah, and it fades from like a tealish greenish, and the body of it is mostly blue scales, and then it goes down to an even lighter kind of green, so it's almost an ombre, and it reminds me of a mermaid.
Yeah, it sounds like mermaidy.
And it just was so pretty. It was so pretty, and I really want a blue bathroom, and I'm going to paint my bathroom blue, so it only made sense that I spend $90 on a GD blue shower curtain.
Okay.
You better have that shower curtain until the day you die.
We will wrap up her dead body in that shower curtain.
It's not even the only thing thing I've purchased for this apartment that doesn't exist.
Okay, so are all of your Google searches right now just home decor?
99% of them are. I also looked up how to pop my shoulder back into place because that's still out. So
did you figure it out? Can you teach us?
In theory, I'm kind of petrified to try. So
I didn't know your shoulder was popped out.
I had to. My left one sometimes gets a little funky if I sleep weird at night, and I'll wake up and it'll just be in pain and kind of not fully.
Is that a thing you've always had?
Yeah, for like a year and a half.
Okay, so it's not a thing you've always had.
Not really.
It is suddenly one day your shoulder stopped staying in its socket.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Namaste. Okay. All right. So mostly home furnishings and DIY health insurance.
Exactly. Okay. Thanks, Obama.
Okay. All right. Web girl Kathleen, you're like the classiest woman I know. What are your internet searches?
This week I searched, why does my pee smell like chlorine?
What did you learn?
I have a pH balance problem. My kidneys are also failing, and I may or may not have diabetes.
Oh, God.
So there's that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. Do you want to? I have a medical search you can look into.
It's so bad. And when I actually do go to the doctor, and I'm like, oh, you know, doctor, blah blah blah. By the way, I googled this. They just shut me down right away. They're like, she's like, please stop googling things, Kathleen. Please. I'm like, I can't help it.
What are you supposed to do?
You know, like every ailment, I'm like, what does this mean? I have cancer. I'm dying tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
I know a lot of people can relate to that. Everybody Googles their symptoms, right?
Oh, totally. I wanted to reroute WebMD to itscancer.com because whenever you go to WebMD, it just tells you you have cancer.
I know.
Every kind of cancer there
is. We need to stop. We need to stay off of this stuff. Stay off of these websites.
I know. It's so bad. And this week I also Googled how to make honey ricotta carrots.
Oh my God.
Because I was at a restaurant a few weeks ago and I had these carrots and it was like a plate of candy was sitting in front of me. I literally licked the plate at the restaurant. These carrots were that good and I want to figure out how to make them at home for
myself. Are we sampling these for the next podcast?
Sure, I'll bring
them
in. Only if they're as good as the ones in the restaurant because, oh my God, they were like sweet and tangy and they were heirloom carrots. I didn't even know that was a thing. I thought that it was only applicable to tomatoes and yeah, so there's that.
You have a thrilling, thrilling home life. Candied carrots are like the gateway vegetable, though, I think.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, if you're going to get into vegetables, that's the way in.
You're so good. They were so good.
I'm going to get myself excited for this because you're our resident DIYer, so if anyone can candy these damn carrots, it's you.
Honey and ricotta and everything that's good in life. Oh, my goodness.
So good.
Bethany, what about you this week?
Food porn. Speaking of food, I Googled mashed sweet potatoes because I definitely needed a recipe for that. I'm in a sweet potato obsession right now.
Nice.
I pulled up my history and it said Hugh Laurie sexy. So I remember Googling, I just wanted pictures of Hugh Laurie. Do you guys know who he is?
No.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he played Dr. House on the show House.
Oh, I love him. He's so funny.
Yeah, and he's so sexy. And I don't care. I still have a crush on him. I've had a crush on him since House.
Yeah.
And
he's aged well.
Oh my God. And he's got an accent and it's just too much. Mm-hmm. And I like older guys. So he's like, you know, he's not like significantly older than I am, but he's a couple decades older than I am. And I'm into that.
He's super hot.
Wasn't he Stuart Little's dad?
Yeah, he totally was.
What if Hugh Laurie and Jeff Goldblum came and wanted to have a threesome with you?
It'd be like the same person. I feel like Hugh Laurie is the British Jeff Goldblum.
He is.
We're about to lose Bethany on a mental adventure.
Hold on, I'm Googling Hugh Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, Jeff Goldblum. If they're ever in the same picture together, you're going to lose me for sure.
Rode in a plane once with Jeff Goldblum. And all I could think of was this meme from the early 90s. And it was the very young Jeff Goldblum. And it said on the picture, Jeff Goldblum is watching you poop. People used to put this meme, like they used to print it out and put it inside of bathroom stalls. Like before Instagram existed, people would tape this to the inside of bathrooms.
I don't think anything would constipate me better.
Every time I caught a glimpse of him on the flight, I was like, Jeff Goldblum is watching me poop.
Okay, and then the last thing that I found in my Google search history was, how can I tell if I'll look better with a nose job? Because I have just toyed. I'm not gonna do it, but I've definitely I think we've all toyed with, like, what would I look like if I
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. And so there's actually a website, and I'm not gonna tell you what it is because you don't need any plastic surgery. You are perfect as you are. But where you can, like, upload a picture and then it will show you what you look like with, you know, higher brows or a smaller nose or a weaker chin.
Fascinating.
So I've done this. I've put my picture in Photoshop and been
what the hell?
I know. And I sent it to my mom. I'm like, Mom, don't I look so much better after?
No.
And when she agrees with me, I'm like, damn it.
No.
You're supposed to say that I look better before, Mom.
That was a test and you failed.
You failed the test. And I know that there are, like, there are so, the thing I was thinking about recently is, there are so many amazing people in the entertainment industry, and especially women, who are as they are. Like, they just are as they are, and they're perfect. Yeah. Like, as far as noses, I know that Lea Michele has talked about how she never wanted to get a nose job, and people told her to, but she was concerned that it would mess up her singing.
Yeah.
And so she never did, and she's beautiful and amazing and successful. And, you know, different body types, and just all of these things that I feel like I never saw growing up. And so we still have the TV shows where it's a lot of really, 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 really thin girls all hanging out together. But we also have shows where every body type is represented. And like Sports Illustrated, you know.
So cool. They did.
How sexy.
Ashley Graham.
Ashley Graham. Yeah. Thank you. I was trying to remember the name. She's the first size 14 model, and she's going to be on the cover.
And she looks amazing.
Oh, she looks amazing.
More of this. More of these kinds of things.
Yes. Yeah, so that was a good reminder for me. Like, no, your face is fine the way it is. But it was a sheepish moment when I pulled up my Google history, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's a thing I looked at in a weaker moment.
On the
night.
Other side of the spectrum, it's super important to remember your favorite part of your body.
Yes.
How if you saw that on someone else, you'd be like, damn. That girl has some really nice calves.
That's a great point.
But no, bitch, those are your calves.
Yeah. Do you have one of those? Do you have a favorite, like, enviable?
I love my little bumps on my teeth. Most people have. I went to the dentist when I was like 14 and I asked him to file down my teeth because in the magazines, all these women, when they smile, they had perfectly flat teeth.
Yeah.
And I have a little overbite, so I never got to munch them down. And he said, no, you're going to love them one day. And I like moped out of there like my mom just yelled at me. And I love my little imperfect bumps now.
Isn't that interesting?
They look like apple bottoms. Bottom teeth. That's what I have.
I love them.
You know, there's really nothing interesting about perfection.
No.
Right?
It's true.
This is a good lesson, you know, for everybody to just think about every day. It should be plastered on everybody's wall, on your door before you go out to leave, a big poster that says there's nothing interesting about perfection.
If you had to look at the same symmetrical something all day, every day, it would get very, very, very boring after a while.
So wait, what are your guys' favorite parts of you? A dirty question.
You know, I really like my ankles.
You have great legs.
Thank you. Yeah. I just like my ankles. I got them from my daddy. He has really tiny wrists and really feminine ankles. I hope he doesn't listen to this. But we're built very similarly. He's very tall and very, like, he's proportioned nicely, but he is very small wrists and ankles, and I like them. They work out well.
They're gifted to you.
Like
adorable.
What about you, Miss Kathleen?
I like my high cheekbones.
You have killer cheekbones.
Thank you. Yeah,
if I ever buy a blush, I want to use Kathleen's face to be like, wait, I need to see how this. No, that's not for me. Maybe this one.
Yep.
I need to use Kathleen's cheeks.
And it's kind of funny how the thing that you, like you're saying, Sam, your teeth, you used to hate it, and now you love it. I hated it when I was younger. I didn't understand, like, why my face had to look this way. And then people started commenting, wow, amazing cheekbones. And I was like, oh, that's what they are?
Yeah.
These old things?
I was like, oh, my Russian heritage.
Yeah, look at that. And it's interesting because I used to have a big gap between my teeth. And I'm really bummed that I got it fixed. But I hated it so much. Yeah. And now I think I would really love to have it back because it's really quirky.
You still have a killer smile, though.
Thanks, man.
Demi Lovato recently came out in the press and said that Disney asked her when she was filming Camp Rock to close the gap between her two front teeth, and she regrets it.
Oh,
I know. Isn't that sad? And she back then, she was young, and she was like, yes, sure, I'll do whatever you want, Disney.
Oh, totally. They're Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember there was a season of America's Next Top Model, too, where one of the models had a really big gap, and they made her close it to an extent. Like, she still got to keep, and she loved it.
Yeah.
And I remember someone, it may have been Tyra, said, if you're holding, like, a tube of mascara in front of your face, are they going to be looking at the mascara or your teeth? And so she filled it in.
Just a little bit.
A bit.
So isn't there like some crazy model though right now who has like Rimmel get the London look and she has this giant ass gap. Yeah.
Huge
teeth.
Gap.
And it's great.
It's nuts. She looks amazing. So I don't know. I guess the lesson is like, don't necessarily change anything.
Yeah. Especially because of other people.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
wow, especially. This podcast took a turn and I love it.
It really did, I know.
So the best accessory is confidence.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
True. I hope you guys practice self-love.
Working on it. I would love to hear, we would all love to hear what your embarrassing, interesting, sheepish internet searches have been. Make sure to tweet us at Acquired Podcast, AcquiredPodcast podcast. We would love to hear it. And before we wrap up this week, as always, I just want to go around the table and find out what's one thing that you learned last week, whether or not it's interesting, important, funny, random. Let's start with you, Smama.
Washing off your makeup at night. Everyone says it's super important. It's that important.
What
really
happened?
Is. I didn't one night, and I've been dealing with breakouts for a week, and you've got that mix of like dry and oily skin, and I'm like, son of a bitch.
Oh,
I didn't wash off my makeup that one time. So, ladies, take the extra like 4 minutes in the evening, wipe off that GD makeup. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-mm. Miss Kathleen, what about you?
I learned that Gilmore Girls is the best show ever.
You knew this already. Did you reaffirm?
You know, I never watched it when it was on the WB growing up.
Oh.
And now it's gotten a resurgence because it's on Netflix. And they're going to come out with a new Gilmore Girls, you know, remake, kind of like Fuller House.
Oh.
And so I've been plowing through the original Gilmore Girls. And it is the best show ever, guys.
I love
Seriously,
that.
Lorelai and Rory are my best friends. And I cannot wait for the new show to come out.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. I'm like watching hours of it a day. To the point where when I'm dreaming, I'm thinking I'm late for prep school in the morning.
Such 90s people.
Fair enough. I learned this week, do not move any furniture in your house ever because you will look like a victim. I normally have very little kid legs anyway. They're covered in bruises. I'm always like bumping into stuff. But I moved a coffee table and I ran into it so many times because every morning before I turn the lights on, I open my blinds and my windows and I ran into it like 3 mornings in a row and it was such a bad idea and I look like an abuse victim and I am not. It is just that I ran into my, using a Sam phrase, GD coffee table. So do not ever move your furniture ever. It will
by yourself.
Be a bad thing. By yourself.
I can't wait to see where this coffee table is now.
No, it's not even cool, guys. It's like 2 inches to the left.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know you were so keen on walking so close to your coffee table before.
The muscle memory just kicks in and you move it just a little bit and all of a sudden.
Damn.
And you keep hitting the same spot on your legs every morning. And
forget it hurts your legs, so poor coffee table.
It hurts so much. Shut up. The coffee table's fine.
I'm having sympathy pains for you right now.
Thank you. It's been real bad, guys. It's been a real hard week. All right. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of An Acquired Taste. We love you. And don't forget, what was it? Confidence is the best accessory.
Confidence is the best accessory.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, not all of our episodes will be this like touchy-feely.
Introspective.
No, but you know, sometimes that has to happen. All right. Thank you for joining us this week, guys. We will talk to you next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.